Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Amen, amen, and amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thou is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen and amen. Life for a Kingdom, Jesus Kingdom Ministry, Breakfast for Champions, Apostle Dr. Frieda Bradford. I am your host this morning, Evangelist Ernestine Jackson. Welcome the visitors and all of our listening audience. My topic today will be the message slash topic will be true law of obedience. True law of obedience. I will be coming out. Our chapter scripture reading will be Romans 5th chapter 1 through the 21st verse. Amen. And we're going to start reading. The topic of the message today will be true law of obedience. And I will start reading. Most gracious Father, Lord, I'm just pray for sin of omission and sin of commission. Hallelujah, for your glory and use me for your prayer. Praise, hallelujah. In Romans 5, and we start with the one verse, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm coming from Romans 5, and I'm starting with 2. By whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we do by glory in tribulation, also knowing that tribulation work in patience. 4, and patient experience and experience hope, and hope maker not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad and in his heart by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. 4, when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. 7, for scarcely the righteous man will one die, yet pre-adventure for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God commended his love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us all. Much more than being now justified by the blood, we should be saved from the wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. 13, for unto the law sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed where there is no law. 14, nevertheless, death reigns from Adam and Moses, even over them that have not sinned after the similitude of Adam transgressing, who the figure of him that was come. But now as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more of the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, has abound unto many. And not as it was by the sin, so it is the gift for the judgment, was by one condemnation, but the free gift of many offense unto justification. 17. For if by one man offend death reign in by one, much more they which receive abundantly by grace of the gift of righteousness shall reign life by one Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offense and one judgment came and put all men of condemnation, even so that the righteousness of one free gift came unto all men unto justification of life. For as by one man disobedience may be word made of sinner, so by the obedience of one shall many be made of righteousness. More the law enter the offense mighty abound, but where sin abound, grace did much more abound, that as sin has reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. And here we're talking about the blessing of justification. Being justified by faith, we have peace with God. And sin and death came by Adam, and righteousness and life is by Jesus Christ. Here we're learning that, in number one, justification means just as we didn't sin. Faith, now faith for the substance of things hoped for and the evidence not seen. Peace is shalom, that we have peace where we are with Christ. There ain't no other peace only when you have Christ. Hallelujah. And Christ is a gift for God. We'll see that in St. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. That's the gift of God, when he was willing to die so we can live. Hallelujah. That's the best gift you can receive. You want to give a gift, give your life to Jesus. We have to access. You know, you have the access to your mad car. You got the access to go into the door. But we have the access. Hallelujah, a special privilege when we are intercede with Christ, when you are belong to Christ. We got access, privilege, that we can pray and God's going to answer. We got access when we fast to pray. We got access when we read our word. We got access. And you know that access is a privilege. Hallelujah. Then we got spiritual joy. When we got true obedience, that's spiritual joy that we have. Then we have, we can rejoice. Then we have spiritual hope. You know, spiritual relating to your spirit. And then I have hope in Christ Jesus. Then we have Christ is the door. See, when you have Christ, you got access. That means Christ is the door. There's no other door. He says, knock and the door shall be open. Seek and you shall find. and they let you know when we knock and we ask them to Christ, and I don't have to worry about going in the wrong door because he'll allow me to go in through the right door. Hallelujah. You know, blessed to being afflicted. And in Romans 5 and 4, it say, and patient in the spirits, and the spirits bring hope. And 5 is saying, and hope make us not ashamed because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which given us unto him. Spiritual indwelling, because he's saying that Jesus said, I will leave your comforter. And the comforter, hallelujah, is the Holy Spirit that liveth to us. And the Holy Spirit is a gentleman that he leads us and guides us to all truth. But the problem is we say true law of obedience. We learned that the Ten Commandments are the laws. And then it says the laws of obedience. And this chapter right here is the law of obedience. Hallelujah. And then it say, 6, for when we were yet our strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. We once was ungodly. But now when we got answered to Christ and gave our life to him, now we are godly. Hallelujah. Then it's saying, but he commanded his love toward us in that while we were yet sinner, Christ died for us. Christ, God loved. Christ was sacrificed. And when he was sacrificed, he was willing to die so we can live. Hallelujah. Then sinner, then, you know, then we are. I think I got a co-name and say, we call the Holy Spirit our friend. Our friend. You know, that's why we call us as Christians and believers, we are friends of God. We are friends. We are friends. I am a friend of God. He called us friend. We are his friend. We are his daughter. We are his queen. We are everything that we hope for in Christ Jesus. But then it's saying 12, wherefore as one man sinned into the world, death by sin, and death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Yeah, all have sinned, but to let you know, yeah, we was one sinner, but now when we gave our life, now we are saved by his blood. We are saved. Hallelujah. We are saved. And then to let you know in 34, until the law of sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. See, that, you know, people acting like there's no law. Why would he put in the beginning in Genesis, the Exodus 20th chapter, talk about the Ten Commandments, that, you know, these are rules. These are rules for us to follow, to obey. But then he got the Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. These are the laws and rules, hallelujah, the Torah, that we must continue to follow. Hallelujah. But then it say, and it is not one by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one condemnation, but the free gift is many offense unto justification. The true law, Jesus came to fulfill the law, but here we're talking about true law of obedience. Once we in Christ, we got the true law of obedience when you are in Christ. You know, that means you will want to follow the law. You want to follow the Torah. You want to do what he asking you to do. Pray, fast, read his words, be a witness in the Great Commission, to go into the highways and the byways. You want to live a life, a walk is a lifestyle of Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And then it's saying that, 18, therefore, as the fifth of the judgment came upon all men for condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one of the free gifts came upon man unto justification. Justification means that God erased it. You know, God erased all our sin. Jesus erased all our sin, and we are no longer a sinner. Now we are saved by grace. Hallelujah. That grace is that unmerited favor. Hallelujah. That is the law of obedience. Because when you walk in his law, do what he asks you to do. Continue to seek after him. Build yourself up through the spirit realm that you know you can't be the same. When you pray and when you fast, when you get online interceding, praying for one another, we got to be right. We learn about the laws, but you can know the laws, but you don't have to apply it to your life. Ain't no use in reading the word and don't apply it to your life. It got to be apply it. Let me apply it. And James chapter says to be a doer of a word, not just hear it day after day after day. Hallelujah. But then it let you know, 18, therefore, Romans 18, 5 and 18, therefore, as the offense, judgment came into the man of condemnation, even by the righteousness of the free gift. We have a free gift, access. Hallelujah. And it's talking about God is a gift, salvation, justification. See, when you got the true law, all these components will come, salvation, deliverance. Hallelujah, restoration, a revival. Revive us again. The laws will put you back in alignment with Christ. You know, the laws will show you where you at, and you'll get back into the alignment and position where God is calling you to be at this time. Radio, listen, to be at this time that you won't stay. Okay, you'll pray or sit up on commission. Sin of omission and sin of commission. That means I don't even understand what I did. Oh, I missed some things. I commit some things. But the fact of the matter, when you continue to read God's word, then he'll show you where you're at. Then you're like, and when you have a sincere heart, hallelujah, then you'll say, Lord, I'm going to be right where you are. I learned these laws. I don't want to break the laws. I want to be in right fellowship with you, because it's saying earlier, verse, that we have access to him. You know, a lot of times if you don't go and get what you need, but in Christ, we got the access to him. You know, as we pray, we believe that a prayer is going to get through. When we pray and believe to the with the laws of obedience, I just believe if we walk up in obedience. And Psalm 84:11 say, no good thing he will hold for them that walk upright. Hallelujah. But then it's saying, for by one man, a disobedient, many was made sinners. So by the obedience of one, hallelujah, shall many be made righteousness. See, when you think of the word, we've been made righteousness. When we gave our life to the Lord, we've been made righteousness. That means being right. You know, our sin been washed away. What a, it's saying the blood we shed on Calvary, you know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. But true law of obedience. You know, it can't be false law. Everybody got their own establishment of ways of this law and that law, and they add on laws that are not right. Laws are for us to follow. You know, we got the moral laws. We got the laws of government. And you got the love of laws of what he's telling for believers to do. They all different kind of laws. But the law is to be obedient. True law of obedience is to be in Christ. You know, and then when we have to follow, they say the vote, or they say to do this or do that, we have to follow the law. If you drive a vehicle and you don't, if you go past the red light, you know, and you go, you're still going past, or you don't stop completely, they're gonna give you a ticket. And that's the same thing when we break God's law. You know, he ain't gonna give us a ticket, but he gonna like, there's our consequences of not doing the law. Hallelujah. It's a consequence when you break the law. They are consequences. Hallelujah. But then it's saying, but you shall have many be made righteousness. Being right. You know, in your conscious mind, in your mind, you know when you do wrong and you know when you do right. You tell the little children, don't eat the cookie out the cookie jar, or don't touch the stove. And you know, when you're a baker, you know how many cookies in there, and you know what was missing. So you're telling the whole family, which one do it? But then if nobody wants to tell everybody in trouble. And then that in the same day of breaking the law or being disobedient, there's our consequences. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But then moreover, the law entered into offense might abound. But where sin abroad, grace did much more than abound. 21, that as sin has reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ. That's the best law that we can have, true law or obedience, when we give our life to the Lord. And then he said that as sin has reigned unto death, even so my grace, that unmerited favor, through righteousness unto eternal life. That means we'll have a life without an end. We'll be in heaven. We'll have a life without an end. We'll live in heaven. We'll be up in heaven and worshiping the Lord and praising the Lord and all our family members and ancestors that prayed. I had a praying grandmother. Hallelujah. I got people praying for me right today. Well, we got the ancestors of eternal life, and that's life without the end. That is a true law, true law of obedience. And then I got the chapter in Hebrews 5:8-9. Though he was yet, but Hebrews 5:8-9. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedient by the things which he suffered. Jesus suffered so we could live. Hallelujah. He was 5:9 and being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation. And to all them that obey him. Hallelujah. And come to a point in our life, we must obey Christ. Hallelujah. We got to obey him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The world want to do what it want to do. But the best way we can do that we'll get our reward is the benefits of the true law or obedience. When you do what's right, they are benefits. When you be faithful, they are benefits. Hallelujah. Promises that God has for you. Promises. Hallelujah. It's Psalm 84:11. Say no good thing he will hold. Hallelujah. For them that walk uprightly, no good things. No good things when you be too obedient. Then people will come against you. So many situations coming, but we have to accept in Christ, and we just got to continue to lean on him. You know, this was Apostle Paul. Hallelujah. And he let you know we've been justified by Christ. We've been forgiven. That's like we ain't even no sinner no more. Justified by God. We've been justified. Hallelujah. By Christ. And we no longer sinner when you gave your life to the Lord. Hallelujah. So true or the law or obedience. What is true obedience to the law? That is a person obey the law only when he or she does not what the law requires. The reason that the law so require obedience is not the matter of doing what someone tells you to do. It is the matter of doing what he tells you to do because he tells you to do it. Hallelujah. When he just tell you to do it. When he just tell you to do it. When he just tell you to do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Hebrews 5:8-9. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. Jesus went to Calvary. He saved a wretch like you and me. That's love. They hung him high. They stretched him wide. They bowed his head. For me, he died. That's love. You don't know how the story ends. Three days later, he rose again. That's love. Hallelujah. They stretched him high. They hung his head. They stretched him high. They bowed his head. For you and I, that's love. Hallelujah. And we have the eternal salvation. You know, salvation is the first part of giving your life to the Lord, and the true law or obedience What is true obedience to the law? That as a person obeyed the law only when he, she does not the law require. For that reason, the law also required obedience and not the matter of doing what someone tells you to do, but it is a matter of doing what he tells you to do because he tells you to do it. You know, sovereign God do what he want to do when he want to. Sovereign. Sovereign. You know, sovereign, he do what he wants you to do. You know, and I think, you know, we read these laws and we read the commandments and, you know, it say love your neighbor like you love yourself. The greatest commandments to love. You know, no greater love in St. John 15:13, no greater love that a man will lay down his life for a friend. And John 4:8, it say God is love. Hallelujah. And in a chapter of 13th chapter of Corinthians saying, without charity, they'll mean nothing. And I think all of this, that we laws of obedience, is all about love. It's all about love. We can't walk in the law of obedience, talk in the love of obedience, pray in the law of obedience, doing what God called us to do without no love. Hallelujah. You know, they say Moses was given the laws of the Ten Commandments. And then you say in the Moses. And, you know, then I think in the New Testament, they have the high priest and they had the spiritual leprosy and they had to be cleansed because they couldn't go into the temple because they had to be cleansed and washed. But the law, with the true law of obedience, you know, we just get to a point, we've been justified by grace and we have that peace. And to let you know that when you have that peace of Christ, and willing to, you know, get to a point, you know, it's about maturity, growing up and being in Christ, growing up and being in Christ, growing up and being in him. And when you grow up and be with Christ, you know, there's no other way to be with him. No other way, 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 and no other way. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for that word. And thank you, Lord, for that word, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for you use me for your glory and use it for your praise. I praise this word enriching you, enlightening you, that you'll check yourself and see where you are and that you can be better. This word did something to me. I didn't know. Check a self-examination to see where you are. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. The altar call. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner. I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins, rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and my Savior. And Romans 10:9, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is the Lord, hallelujah, in your heart, that God raised you from the dead, you will be saved. Hallelujah. 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 The announcement. Visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. Visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. Hallelujah. For the detail of the ministry. Amen. I have another announcement. Resurrection Temple Church Inquired the Fire Woman Ministry. It's a woman conference at 2023. Hallelujah. Woman Fix Your Crown. Keynote speakers, Evangelist Ernestine Jackson. And they will have other keynote speaker. I will be speaking on the 27th. Start from registration fee is $50. Resurrection Temple Church of the Apostle Faith is 1701 West Lehigh Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19132. And the date is 26, 27, and 28. And the theme is Woman, Fix Your Crown. It's a woman conference, but men are available to come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I bless your name. I bless your name, and I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now unto him that is able to do the exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled because Jesus Christ is Lord. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled because Jesus Christ is Lord. Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
When we all get to heaven,